When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Second segment, 5 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. Who they? Right? You know what they say? Who they going to beat them Bengals?
Who they going to overpay their quarterback?
Who they that's not going to pay their best player besides Joe Burrow? And it's weird because they let Joe Mixon go. And he played for like $8 million last year. The salary cap's higher, as we saw from the Giants. You already kind of know what you'll have to pay him based on what the Vikings paid Justin Jefferson, 5% higher, 5% lower. And you don't even get in a ballpark to where, like, all right, you're probably not practice first week or so in camp because you're trying to work out the fine details of the contract. You just said, you know what? We ain't going to pay you till next year. We'll just pick up your fifth-year option. He's had 80 catches. For 4 years straight, 80 plus catches, 4 years straight. This is with how many quarterbacks last year. This is with or without Joe Burrow being in, being able to throw until the week of the first game last year. This is with a offensive line that has been in transition and had the injury bug, right? And this is with also everybody game planning for you as the number one option on the outside. And then, you know, never fear. Not only would it be different if you paid Higgins. Higgins is playing for the franchise tag. And Higgins signed his franchise tag off of quick because he knows that owner's cheap. Because, dang, Mike Brown's one of the owners who rescind that franchise tag. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Here's the story about Mike Brown. You've heard about this, right? Yeah. Everybody always like, oh, Chad Ochocinco, and you know, he's eating McDonald's. You want to know why he had to eat McDonald's? Because he never made like breakfast for his team. You're on your own. So
like when they're eating sausage egg McMuffins for breakfast.
So when I played in Buffalo, every team I played for, you know, if you had say the first meeting was at 9, you know, if you got there and worked out or had your film work, you were able to, you know, they had breakfast options there. So you could eat there. It's good food. They essentially have a chef. Where Mike Cincinnati but like no. Coach Duffner was the linebacker coach. I thought Cincinnati was interested. I mean, obviously, you know, they had drafted linebackers before. And so he had, you know, when we got closer to the draft, he would, you know, hey, how you doing? What's your weight? This, and this. Who else you worked out for? I'm just like, I asked him, like, why are you asking? Generally, there was no other team asked me who else I worked out for. Mm-hmm. Who else is interested? What are you hearing? Well, here's the deal. Back then, Mike Brown was so cheap, he didn't have a scouting department. So guess what you are as a linebacker coach? You're a linebacker coach, assistant special teams coach, and area scout. No days off for you, brother.
He couldn't wait to get out of there. Duffner couldn't wait to get out of there.
So when you, but then Mike Brown hires Marvin Lewis. Probably because he's like, all right, he's a former defensive coordinator. I'm not going to hire a former head coach. A little bit of a, you know, discount. Marvin Lewis ends up doing great things, gets him to the playoffs. Obviously didn't win. But the standards seemed to change. They started to draft better players. They started to have scouts. They actually had a GM. But he's like, man, you know what? We went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, but I liked it better when we weren't winning anything. We're going to make sure.
Literally, that's too much work. That's 4 weeks of extra work.
That's it. Well, no, that's messing up his vacation. He's like, I'd rather pay Joe Burrow, but I'm not going to pay, number one, one of his best friends, and then also a guy that we actually drafted, developed, and Joe Burrow helped him become a star player. Along with Jamar Chase did, because you brought in a true number one, we're not going to pay him either. Their season's over. It's over.
Seems like a bold strategy for a team that is just, what, 3 years removed from a Super Bowl appearance?
And the fans
who wants
really
to take themselves seriously in comparison to Kansas City, right? They want that to be a rivalry. And let's not pretend like Kansas City's going overboard and spending for Mahomes, right? They paid him. They paid Kelsey. He's taken care of. The Chris Jones saga's been there. But Kansas City adapted, right? Kansas City said, we're not going to pay Tyreek Hill this much money, you know, to bring him back if this is what he wants. But they're spending that money other places. They're putting it into development. They're putting it into Spagnuolo. They've kept their three biggest stars. They pivoted. Since he's just saying,
we're going to keep.
We're good. Right.
Yeah,
we're smarter than you.
We made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We only have one of the only quarterback that strikes the fear. And I wouldn't say fear, but actually Mahomes looks across there like, yeah, I can't throw an underhand pass in the middle of and get it picked off because I won't get the ball back. But no, we don't need a receiver. We don't need our number one receiver. We don't need our number two.
He's the real Slim Shady. He's all set. I've dyed the hair. I can do what I want.
That means you're bored.
Yeah. Or somebody broke
you
up
can't
with
go from Macaulay Culkin.
Somebody broke up with you or you're bored.
And you're going to the Paris Fashion Week to come back dyeing your hair yellow. That means you're bored.
It's a problem.
Yeah. But they're essentially, from my opinion, from the owner and his lack of action with both of his star receivers, but in particular Ja'Marr Chase, the season's over in the sense of you won't reach the potential based on that roster because they have a talented roster. And also what works against them, Austin and DP, the Steelers will be significantly better. Baltimore is already – they're going to be for real.
I told you, gangster.
Right? They're going to be for real. And on the sneak, rightfully so or not, doesn't matter if you have the, you know, Deshaun Watson, Cleveland's no punk. So just in your division, you need all hands on deck. And you have both of your star receivers not practicing while you have your star quarterback practicing. If you ever could get a mix on, he should have his own like TikTok, how to mess up a great thing. Starring Mike Brown, owner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Daddy would be proud.
Just go in a day in the life. This is how you mess up a franchise. This is what I wake up and do.
How did we get here?
Yeah.
The bottom of the AFC Central or whatever it is now.
Well, they were built themselves up. I mean, they had it even before Kimu Von Offlin fell into Carson Palmer during that playoff game. Then they were able to rebound from that with
Palmer, Houshmandzadeh, Ocho Cinco. Right. Oh, I love those Bengals teams growing up. So, man.
But then Palmer left, and you're able to kind of continue that winning way. Now you're just throwing it all away. Now let's pivot to the team we all love to hate. At least I love to hate, and I know DP does. Did you guys by chance listen to Jerry Jones try to explain why he didn't listen? Them two are right neck and neck. They are full four lengths ahead of being the two hard-headed, ignorant owners out there. Did you hear
Jerry? Where's Tepper, though?
They don't count. They don't have a
chance. His own universe.
Yeah.
His own stratosphere.
Tepper's a close third. But these two, did you listen to Jerry? Tepper hasn't had his press conferences. His wife has had him. But did you listen to Jerry Jones?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm all in. Sometimes when you're all in, you just got to, he's like, you just got to just be there and all in. I just want them to know I'm all in. Michael Parsons is probably the modern day version of LT. Got your quarterback that fell on the sword not once but twice for you and has played well under the circumstances. Had refused to pay him. You got the number one guard in the whole league. I think Martin that's up for extension. No, you won't need to pay you either. You got to figure out what you're going to do with DeMarcus Lawrence because he's in the last year of his deal. We don't need to pay you either. You're probably in the Cowboys, you know, Hall of Fame. But we'll just stop there before we pay anybody else. Oh, CD Lamb. That's right. Our number one receiver. We don't need to pay him either.
Oh, and you have egg on your face because you realized you probably goofed in letting Zeke Elliott go. So you had to backtrack on that and bring him in.
Bring him in. And we're not even thinking about running the ball this year, but we need you back.
We don't pay Dak 60 mil to hand off.
Chef's kiss. Good.
Let me ask you this. What can the Cowboys do? Because Jerry's too old to go full reset. So out of all those five or six situations, where do you go first if you're Jerry Jones? Because eventually he's going to have to pay somebody. I mean, he's not might not be able to pay all of them, and that's fine. That's a financial thing.
He's going to church, first of all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's what we need.
You know, Jerry Jones
throw some holy water on it. Throw some holy water on it and get right. Get right.
Jesus, show me a sign.
You have been rebuked, sir. You need to dip in holy water. This is a layup in that doing anything, any of those, puts him a step closer to a title. He won't do any of those, which tells me that he is exactly who we thought they were. He's exactly what we thought. To stand pat and just think, you know what? It's just our time. We've been chosen. We're preordained.
I forgot to tell you, DP.
Yeah.
Probably the funniest part is your head coach, you got him in a lame duck year. And then the head coach, did you see it with all three of them out there? So you had Jerry Jones. They put McCarthy in the middle. So he's surrounded by Jones. Then you had Stephen Jones. My man looked uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're Jerry Jones,
TMF is what he was saying.
Yeah.
He just rolling his eyes and TMF. Yeah. Like, I can't believe I have to be here.
The problem is this. You got to pay, let's say if there's six situations, you're going to have to pay three. The fact that you waited so long to do it, you're paying 25% more. It's like buying a first class ticket the day before.
Yep. Okay, so Lamb, Parsons, Lawrence, Prescott, Martin, and who is
McCarthy?
The
McCarthy.
Oh, McCarthy. Okay. Okay. So,
no, the head coach.
Yeah, McCarthy. Yeah. Okay. Walk with me through this here. You're Jerry Jones, and objective one is to not have to pay Dak Prescott because he's going to be the most expensive, right? You appreciate him for falling on the sword for you, but you don't want to have to pay him $60 million. Who do you pay if you don't want to pay Dak? You pay Micah Parsons, and you pay CeeDee Lamb. The smart move to me would be to pay Zach Martin, see if you can, you know, do right by Lawrence, but try mm-hmm. to say, hey, we appreciate you for what you've done. We're going to give you enough, but we can't give you everything. And then you pay Parsons as well. But I don't think that's how Jerry's thinking. I think what he wants to do is create as much pressure for Dak Prescott as possible. How do you do that? You don't pay your offensive line. That's really been the foundation of what you've built for the last decade. Right?
Traded your left tackle,
Martin,
too.
Traded your left tackle, right? So you don't pay Martin. So he's pissed off. It looks like you're getting away from your identity a little bit. You obviously don't pay Dak, so you got to earn it. You know, you got to win games for us. And what you do is you pay CeeDee Lamb. You make him the richest guy in football. So when Dak doesn't win, it's, hey, look, he couldn't get it done with the guy that we think is the best receiver in football.
Yeah.
Well, but Parsons is the only person in the conversation who's legitimately the best in the business.
Correct.
That's your first priority.
Should be.
Like we can bump heads on the rest of that, or the position that touches the ball the most and that can settle the team down. Okay. 1A and 1B, Parsons, Prescott, everybody else can get in line. If mm-hmm. you tell me that CD deserves to be in it, well, they've rotated Pro Bowl receivers in and out of that slot, so they kind of feel like, well, it's more us than them, right? Same mm-hmm. for the running back position. Right?
But they don't want to admit that because that's admitting that Dak is good.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, or they're saying, you know what, Dak, you're only good because we can draft and develop receivers at such a high clip, and we throw the ball too much. I don't know what he's going to do. I get it, you're trying to create pressure. But I also would ask Jerry Jones this. What type of what more pressure can you create than those players playing for the Dallas Cowboys? There's already pressure. It's like, okay, I'm going to create more pressure when you play for the Yankees.
And that's why I don't think you can believe Jerry Jones when he says he's all in, because I think Jerry Jones, at least from the outside, is petty enough to want things done his way and to want to be right and boost his ego instead of actually win a Super Bowl. He'll say he wants to win a Super
Bowl.
But
we've done this we went through this with Al Davis. We went through this with Jack Kent Cook. We went through this with the Rosenblum family. We've been through this through the Rams. We've been through this through the Saints.
Phil Knight at Oregon, is he next?
We've been through this with the Rooney family. We understood that there is, because in this business, that position of one that always ages out. Always ages out. And they're the least accepting that they're going to age out in any ownership group in all of sports. So we know that's going to happen. And then they have their dip. And then finally they embarrass themselves. This is the opportunity for Jerry to really embarrass himself. and then to have it totally collapse. Because if you lose anybody except CeeDee Lamb, the Cowboys collapse. If you lose CeeDee Lamb, the wide receiver position in Dallas is a rotating door anyway. Somebody is going to get fed in a great system that puts your 1A in a better spot. Anybody else, Dak, Parsons, Martin, any of those leave, the others leave. It's a house of collapsing cards. If any one of the, if Parsons leave, Dak will pack that night and say it's time for me to go.
So would Lawrence.
Yeah.
And so they are, and I always wonder about, I think Jerry Jones is a great businessman. Without a doubt. There's no doubt in that. One of the best, Jerry Jones, when I was at Harvard, he came out there and I asked him about marketing. And he's like, you want to hear my marketing sales pitch? And I asked him about plan, you know, A versus B. He's like, I pitch it to him. That's my plan, you know, A. He's like, well, I don't get the plan B because if you giving me the money or not. And it's worked for him. But I think he's gotten away with that because when you flip that, you have to put yourself in the player's spot as well. You can create as much pressure as you want. When you have stalwart, legit players, we're talking about all pro players, perennial Pro Bowl players. Mm-hmm. That's not how you operate. Because that's not how you operated when you won those championships with Emmitt and those guys. So if you think you're going to operate that way now without the mental toughness and makeup of your championship teams, you're a recipe for disaster. The Cowboys are significantly, behind the Eagles. They're probably maybe a step ahead of the Commanders, but that's going to be questionable based on how their season starts. Because once they start losing, those guys are going to start taking more time away because they want to get paid. Well, then now your whole pressure cooker has locked. Now the plug is unplugged, and now the roast that you thought you were simmering on hot or whatever, right? Your potluck is done, and it's spoiled. This is a catastrophic mistake by an owner that's helped the league out more than times than not. And he is more, he's closer to the finish line than anybody else. And this is what you're going to do. You can't, it's that press conference was bad. So
text line, y'all are wild.
What do you say?
Text line as well. Of course, Wet Blanket and Grilla Bear.
They're Cowboy fans?
Grilla Bear is not a Cowboys fan. And he's like, please play Dak. As a Cowboys fan hater, please pay Dak whatever he wants because they want it to collapse. Wet Blanket goes in full. He and Thunder Collins, and listen, Cowboy fans have a different process anyway. Greater level of frustration, greater level of PTSD going through being a fan. But to me, it just seems like, listen, you're on a slippery slope and there's a banana peel. So tread lightly in what you want. They can't keep everybody.
Yeah.
They can't keep everybody, but you cannot let your owner handcuff the franchise from when he's going to dismount.
Is he mad at his son?
I would imagine so. His son's getting younger girlfriends than he is now.
I mean, is it like I'm going to show him? I want you to start at the bottom. I mean,
did this with Vince McMahon and Shane. We understand. Like, we know that at some point, dad and son are going to bump heads. This is what's happening.
It's obviously something going on down. Yeah. Something in the water. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, put a bow on this Tuesday. Old School Crew, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.